Zohar Shom HaShabbos Lekodesho. So the Rambam learns that just like there's a mitzvah to give special praise to Shabbos in its entrance, so too we give special praise of Shabbos in its exit, i.e. Kiddush and Havdalah. They are the bookends. So in addition to the mitzvah of Havdalah, meaning a part, Chazal, when they instituted the Bo'er Pri HaGafen, again, that's the Gemara in Brachas, when we were poor, we only made a Havdalah in Tefillah, now here Shiru, now we have both. So we make a Bo'er Pri HaGafen, and then after the Bo'er Pri HaGafen, we make a Bo'er Minei B'Samim, we make a Bracha on the spices. And why do we make a Bo'er B'Samim? So the standard reason given is because we have a Neshama Yisera, we have an extra soul on Shabbos. And Shabbos is leaving, we lose it, so we got to cheer ourselves up. So we have a smell of B'Samim. Others point out, Tosfos de Bach, that since people get off from Gehenim on Shabbos, however, when Shabbos is over, I guess the fires begin. So therefore, the pain of knowing someone is now going to get punished, so therefore we need to eat, so it's hard to, we feel the pain of others and we need a B'Samim to help us through it. So whatever the reason, there's a mitzvah B'Samim. And in fact, there's a discussion, do you smell the B'Samim first, or do you make the bracha first? Perhaps depending if it's a birchas mitzvah, then we do it over last yason. If it's a birchas shevach v'odah, so maybe you could. So if it's a birchas shevach v'odah, so then maybe you could smell first and then make the bracha. So different minhagim, but the question is, so we do havdalah al hakos. So what do you do? So obviously you're holding the cup in your hand. You make a bo'er pri HaGafen. What do you do when you get to the B'Samim? Do I put the cup down and make the bracha on the B'Samim? Do I move the cup out of my hand and move it to the left? Or do I put the B'Samim in my left hand? So the Rav Yah, I think, brings down that the meaning is that you switch hands, that you take the cup in your right hand, move it to the left hand, and you make a bracha, bo'er pri HaGafen, in the right hand, and then afterwards you put it down and move it back to the right hand. However, they quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that's not the pshat. It's all based on a Gemara and brachas. So they say, no, the minute you don't switch hands, you make the bo'er pri HaGafen in your right hand, you keep the cup, and then in your left hand, you make the bracha, bo'er pri HaGafen B'Samim, and then you do bo'er pri HaOrei HaEish as well with your left hand, and then you finish off with Maldo Ben Kodesh Ocho. So different minhagim in terms of what do you do, whether you moved your cup to the left hand and then you make the bar B'Samim in your right hand, or do you keep the bracha alakos in your right hand the whole time and you make the bracha bari b'nei B'Samim in your left hand.